Hello, everyone.
Hello, Adrian.
How y'all doing?
Good. Adrian, late in that game there, throughout the game, we saw you get some plays that you hadn't gotten in the past in some of the passing situations, whether you were running routes or catching passes, even in catch-up mode there when you guys were down by a couple of scores. I guess, what are your thoughts on getting more of those opportunities in the passing game that maybe you hadn't been getting in recent weeks?
In the passing game?
Either as a pass blocker or as a receiver.
Just being ready whenever my number is called. Anytime the game is on the line, I know I'm going to be out there. Just being in the system and, just knowing the talent that we have in the running back room. These guys are utilized, in our offense. There's plays that are designed for Matt. There's plays that, designed for Jared as well. And, if you follow the season, both these guys have made big plays, that helped us win, games. Whenever my number is called, like I always say, I'm going to do my job. It's never the case of, can you do it? It's when my number is called and getting out there and getting it done.
Adrian, you've had some fumble difficulties this year. What do you attribute it to, and what do you got to do to kind of correct it?
I don't know. To be honest, I don't really think about it. I know a lot of people say, you lead the league in fumbles. It's like, how many fumbles lost do I have? Do I lead in that statistic too? That's what I have to look. I don't know. I'll ask you guys. Maybe next time we interview, y'all can let me know. Of course, putting the ball on the ground is not something that you want. You want to protect the ball. And, always going to the game, when I go over my, what's the most important thing is, to me, is in my mind, it's ball security. Unfortunately, things happen. But it's not something that you want to happen. Just kind of think back on, the last fumble I had in Atlanta. Arizona. That's one that I wish I didn't have back. It was actually just a poor decision by me. It was one I just took for a loss.
You had some fumble difficulties earlier in your career, like 07 to 09, but then you were real good after that. Was there anything that you changed after maybe fumbling more than you would have liked earlier in your career?
Just kind of realizing that, a lot of guys, they kind of sit in their mind that, they're going to try to go for the ball instead of actually tackling you, because I kind of sit back and watch backs, around the league, and it's not that often you see guys just really going for the ball, they're going, just trying to tackle, but, I guess it's in their mind, when they play me, one way to, I guess to attempt to try to slow me down is to try to take the ball, just remaining conscious of that and, knowing how important it is in different situations, definitely putting more emphasis on securing the ball.
Adrian, kind of a big picture question for you. A year ago, so many people on the outside were painting you as a villain. Is there any sense of this season, so many people either forgiving or forgetting, or whatever it is, this being like a season of redemption for you?
Season of redemption? I would say yeah, but, not more so for people on the outside, paint me as a villain because, these people don't know me. It's real hard for me as an individual, as a person, as a human being to judge someone, based off, their perception, of a situation without knowing details, without knowing any facts. It's hard. It would be hard for me to judge anyone, no matter how the situation may look. And, that's how, people has handled me. I take that for what it is. It is what it is. I don't, let it bother me. Because at the end of the day, I'm comfortable with knowing who I am, my family, my kids, they know who I am, and most importantly, my Heavenly Father, He knows my heart, and He's the only one I have to answer to, so I'm just doing what I do. You know, I go out and I put my best foot forward, and you know, I let everything else speaks for itself.
Adrian, the 100-yard games are kind of down around the league the last few years, but you still got six this year. Is that still something on a game-to-game basis that you take some pride in, that mark in a particular week?
Really, to be honest, I take pride in 200-yard games. That's what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about 200, 250. You know, that's my mindset on. But, you know, you'll take 100 if, you know, that's what you got to solve for.
Hey, Adrian. Which teammate would you least like to give a full-fledged back massage to?
Wow. That's a good question. Least. I would probably say Sully.
Why John Sully?
He has a hairy back. It would feel weird. Just, you know. You know how the baby's hair is when you put like lotion on their head, it's kind of all slick. It would feel like that. My entire back is like 300 pounds. I wouldn't enjoy that at all.
Awesome. Good talk. Thank you.
Going back to those 100-yard games, you've had five straight now against Chicago. What's been the success against the Bears' defense? Because they changed personnel a lot over the last few years, but you seem to keep finding success against them.
Just will. You know, offensive line, those guys deserve their will as well. And just, you know, knowing that, you know, a offense, you know, gets started, you know, with the run game. So, you know, so really putting emphasis on it. And, you know, getting it done.
Adrian, how did last year change the way you look at football and change the way you look at life and the people around you? I'm assuming it's something that kind of rocks your world at least a little bit.
How it changed the way I look at football, you know, it has always been a game, but it's even more so just a game as well. You know, I kind of sit back sometimes and just like fans and, you know, people get, you know, tattoos and stuff of you know, their, you know, player they love, and that's all good, you know, but in the big scheme of things, you know, life is way more important than the game of football. You know, so, you know, sitting back and being able to spend time with my kids, you know, taking my kids to school and things like that, it kind of just like put, like, I know those things, but it really kind of just put things in perspective, you know, like, this is just a platform God has blessed me with to be able to go out and perform, and, you know, people like what you do on the field, you know, just in life, you know, just kind of open your eyes to, you know, definitely not putting your trust in man, you know, because they'll turn it back on you, you know, whether it's for self-gain or, you know, protecting themselves, they'll turn it back on you quick. And, you know, it's kind of hard for me to understand that because I'm not that type of person. I'm going to ride it out with you until the end. You know, I'm going to stick to, you know, to what I believe in, you know. But, you know, in life, people, you know, because of political reasons, they'll turn it back on you fast as, you know, fast as lightning. So, you know, not putting your trust in man. I've, you know, been able to see people for who they are and learn a lot about people. But with that, get over anger, forgive them, not judge them, and move forward.
Adrian, in terms of playing time, after a couple of losses recently, you've been vocal about wanting to get the ball more, be more involved. Do you feel your voice has been heard in those situations? Because after each of those games, you've been involved a lot.
Yeah, I think my voice is always heard, you know. I think a little emphasis was put onto it, you know, Seattle game, you know, a little more emphasis. But, you know, I'm not going to go back and talk about all that. You know, we, you know, for 9 years, we know what we do well. So, you know, it's just all about, you know, doing it. You know, last week, I played Teddy, you know, had a outstanding game, you know, best game of the season, you know. And I remember coming off the field and seeing Coach Turner, I was like, you know, this is right here. This right here is a winning formula. You know, even though that didn't result in a win, you know, it felt good to be able to see so many guys get involved and, you know, still be productive in the pass game and in the run game. You know, so, you know, leave things in Coach Turner's hands. He's been doing a great job, and we're just going to do what he asked us to do.
In a tight playoff race like this, how big are the next two at home for you guys?
Well, the biggest one is one this Sunday, you know, so that's what we're focusing on. Win one, and then we can think about the other. You know, this next game is our most important game of the year. Cool. All right,
thank you.